the end of this record. To date it just a little bit more, this is the week that the great comet, the Arend-Roland comet, is shining in the northwestern sky on the horizon. The one that was discovered last November, the brightest one since Halley's comet in 1910. Good night, everybody. Danny, say good night.
Good night.
Today was a nice rainbow, too.
Well, ladies and gentlemen and progeny of the future, you had just heard the third, and now we have a very short one, the last dictaphone of the past, and we're now talking in the present, September 1957, and so long as we are talking about astronomy, Danny, come over here and let us talk a little about astronomy, because you're not only going to be everything else, you're going to be an astronomer too, aren't you?
Who's that?
Well, that's somebody who looks at the stars and the planets with a telescope. Remember our telescope? You know, we have a 4-inch reflector, and we go out and look at things, and we've seen what have we seen with it?
Jupiter and Venus and Saturn and the Moon.
Oh, you know them all. And what did you notice about Saturn?
There's a big ring around it.
And you remember seeing that, don't you? Now, what do you remember about Jupiter?
It's a planet of one. It's a planet. It's a planet of one. It's one of the moon's planets.
Well, no, it's a planet, and it has four moons that we can see.
Yeah.
And every night the moons are in a different place, aren't
they? One night we looked at Jupiter, and I saw a couple of the little ones.
The little moons that go around it.
Huh? Yeah,
a
little teeny.
Yeah, a little teeny weeny one.
Teeny.
Do you remember that dark band that goes across Jupiter? There are a couple of dark lines that go across the middle of it. Do you remember those? Oh, we saw those. And Venus has been appearing in the western sky, and we haven't seen much of that. Right now, Jupiter and Venus go below.